We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
For more than a week, jurors in a Cook County courtroom have heard testimony about the night former Empire star Jussie Smollett says two people jumped him in what appeared to be a hate crime attack in Streeterville on a cold night nearly 3 years ago. Now they're deliberating whether Smollett is guilty of having planned the attack as a way to get publicity. The case went to the jury about 90 minutes ago. WBBM's Brandon Eisen live at 26 in California with the update.
After hearing closing arguments and then receiving instructions from Judge James Lynn, the jury is now in deliberations to determine the guilt or innocence of Jussie Smollett on six counts of disorderly conduct related to an alleged false police report that was attacked in Streeterville in early 2019. After closing arguments, by Smollett's defense, the special prosecution was given some time for a rebuttal statement in which he asked jurors to decide the outcome based on facts and evidence. During that rebuttal, Smollett's defense objected several times to the prosecutor's attempt to repair credibility of key prosecutorial witnesses, but Judge Lynn overruled all of those objections. The jury now has the case in their hands as we wait for a verdict. Live at the Criminal Court Building, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
We're also waiting for word on potential charges against a person in custody for the deadly shooting of a 71-year-old man in Chinatown. Police say Woom Sing Si was on his way to buy a newspaper near 23rd Place and Wentworth yesterday when a silver car pulled up and the driver opened fire. CBS2 spoke with Chris Javier, a deacon at Chinese Christian Union Church, who knew the victim.
For us, there's a sense of shock. There are people that we know that are close to our church who are related to the victim.
Police have not said what might have prompted the shooting.
Illinois tourism industry is far from pre-pandemic levels, but leaders say they're optimistic about 2022.
It's been a challenging time for tourism in Illinois.
It does not come as a surprise that our visitor numbers in 2020 were down significantly.
Carla Flannery is deputy director of the Illinois Office of Tourism. She says the state's tourism industry brought in $23 billion last year, which is nowhere near pre-pandemic levels. But there are some destinations that are returning to normal.
Galena, for example, I would say Springfield, Starved Rock, areas where, people can get away.
Flannery said it will likely be years before tourism makes a full comeback, especially in places like Chicago, where business travel remains low. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Street outreach workers say they're having some success in turning young people away from gun violence, but they say the challenges can be overwhelming.
Chris Patterson, the state's assistant secretary for violence prevention, told a Northwestern University symposium there's no single solution to gun violence across Illinois, but street outreach needs to be part of the strategy. Demetrius Bunch, lead supervisor with Clarice and Associates, agrees.
Because they're on the ground and a lot of our workers come from that way of life, it kind of makes it easier for them to assess who's high risk, who's medium, who's low, because they come from that background generally anyway.
But Northwestern found there's only about 200 outreach workers in Chicago, which stunned Damian Morris, the senior director of Breakthrough Ministries.
Because I actually thought that we had more than 200 outreach workers, right? Because we're actually doing the work of about 10,000.
All agree there should be more workers and they should be paid better for risking their lives. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Serial stowaway Marilyn Hartman's been deemed fit for trial. The 69-year-old Hartman facing several charges dating back to 2018 when she snuck onto a flight to London. Her latest arrest came in March when she was able to sneak away from a halfway house and travel to O'Hare Airport.
Downtown Elgin and Santa's Village in East Dundee were used as backdrops for two streaming Christmas movies released this month.
Santa's Village is seen in the movie Christmas Again on the Disney Channel. To be released December 17th, parts of Christmas is Canceled were shot in downtown Elgin on Amazon Prime. The Courier News reports it's the third movie using Elgin in recent years. In addition, the movie 8-Bit Christmas, starring Neil Patrick Harris and written by Batavia native Kevin Jacobowski, is set in 1980s Batavia. The writer tells Shaw Media, "You're right where you know." Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk. Here's Rick Rick.
The injury report out for the Bears after their first practice of Packer week, and most notably, running back David Montgomery held out with shoulder, groin, and glute ailments. A surprise, D-lineman Akeem Hicks, receiver Allen Robinson, both got limited work in. And Justin Fields was a full participant. Matt Nagy says Fields' cracked ribs are fully healed.
This comes down to, for him, like I've been saying the whole time, is a pain. It's a pain deal that we can't really simulate. But we know that where he's at, we go off of what he says, we go off of what our doctors say. And when he's fully cleared like he is, then we're ready to rock and roll. He's the starter when he's healthy, and that's where we're at.
Field says he is still expecting pain against the Packers, but does not think it'll be unbearable. Bears don't yet know who Field's backup will be. Andy Dalton has an injured left hand. He did not practice. Bears, Packers, Sunday night, right here. Our coverage to start at 4. Backup Bull Matt Thomas is now in the NBA's health and safety protocol. He's the fourth Bull to land there this week. Kobe White, Javante Green, DeMar DeRozan all remain out. Bulls reportedly signing Stanley Johnson with the hardship exemption, but he might not join them till the weekend, and so the Bulls meet Cleveland tonight shorthanded. Didn't stop them from beating Denver Monday night. In fact, they've won 4 games in a row. Blackhawks forward Jujhar Khaira left Northwestern Medical Center this morning, and the Hawks say that while Khaira suffered, quote, a significant injury, his prognosis is, quote, excellent. No word on a timeline for a return or of any specifics regarding the injury suffered when he was flattened by a Rangers hit last night. Tiger Woods will play the PNC Championship next week with his son Charlie. They came in 7th last year, but 2 months later, Tiger had his horrific car accident. And Oklahoma State Senator wants to name part of a state highway after former OU head football coach Lincoln Riley, who is now at USC. Specifically, the last 3 inches of the westbound lane of Highway 325, which takes you right out of the panhandle. Senator Bill Coleman says it would be an appropriate goodbye. He'd offered to pay for the signs himself. With sports on the home of the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Our top story this hour is developing now. 3 people reportedly in critical condition after a car blundered into a storefront at a strip mall in southwest suburban Midlothian. Authorities say they believe the driver of the car that also hit several parked cars and 2 people walking through a parking lot had a medical emergency before the crash.
36-year-old Algonquin man who's accused of killing his mother and stepfather in late November is in a Wisconsin jail waiting to be brought back to Illinois. Maxim Parnov is charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of concealing a homicidal death. The Northwest Herald says police officers conducting a well-being check in a home on LaFox River Drive on December 1st found the bodies of Peter and Elvira Ullman.
Members of the Northwest Side community have begun rallying around a food cart vendor who was beaten up and robbed last week.
Gonzalo Garcia usually peddles his corn and other food outside Spear Charter School in the 5300 block of West Grand Avenue. Last Thursday, according to the Sun-Times, the 58-year-old Mexican immigrant was jumped near a bus stop about a block away, and hundreds of dollars was taken from him. Students at Prosser High School across the street say the attackers were from their school. When 16-year-old Spear Academy student Brenda Correa heard about the attack, she posted on social media, and the group Belmont Cragen United started a GoFundMe page to help pay some of Garcia's bills. At this point, nearly $1,000 has been raised. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.